Hey there, it's your girl Oyenda, the host with the most. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. and let's discuss what's rocking the online space. You don't want to miss this. You are listening to Alien Radio.
Hey fam, welcome to another exciting episode on Alien Radio. If you're new here as usual, thank you for tuning in. It's your girl Oyenda and I have with me...
Sam, how you guys doing? Hope you have a lovely week. It's good to be back.
Yes, guys. Hope you guys are having an amazing week. I'm super excited because it's Friday. And
yeah, I know, right? Oh, I mean, my God. Just long for Fridays.
Fridays,
man.
Are super exciting.
Yeah, just keep back and relax. I know,
right? Oh, my God. I always look forward to Friday all the way from Monday. Like, from Monday, I start wishing it was Friday.
That bad, huh?
Yeah, oh, my God. Anyway, or I actually wish that, you know, I had like a tree at my backyard where I could just go and pluck money and not have to work at all, you know.
Interesting.
Or just win like a lottery or something. I mean, somebody just literally won like 60 million last week. What a life-changing amount of money. Anyway, guys, how was your... I hope you guys had an amazing week. We're just gonna go straight into it. I'm gonna start talking about what's trending on the online space, right? And so is Sam. So Sam, you want to go first?
Okay, sure. So I saw this very, I don't know whether it's ironic, I should say, or very weird story online. So an assassin files a police report after female client failed to pay him for killing a friend.
Say what?
So an assassin, goes to the police station, to file a report saying his female client failed to pay him for killing a friend. Like,
is the person dumb or something?
Does that make sense? Like,
of course it doesn't. Like, is the person
walk
sick?
Into the police station, report yourself that you just killed someone? I mean, like,
oh my God, that's totally ridiculous. I mean, what?
I mean, I just don't know what to call this, man.
Maybe it's a joke or something. Really?
It's not
that happened?
Yeah. I mean, in Kenya, an assassin from Vihiga County, confessed to killing a 43-year-old woman after the person who allegedly hired him to commit the crime refused to pay him for his services. You know,
oh wow, that's
I mean, it then
crazy.
Went to Mbale police station, to file a report that they failed to pay him 20,000 Kenyan shillings or something like that. But yeah, wow. True story, no
crazy
kidding.
People
like,
out there,
I'm telling you, like in my own head, I'm thinking, so what then is his objective? Like, if they then arrest the lady, right, for. I mean, not paying him, right? But they would also...
They're going to take him in. Maybe he was high on drugs or something, or I don't know. Maybe he didn't realize what he was doing. Well, I don't know. It is what it is.
Yeah, crazy things happening, man.
And
at the police station, they said, we thought he was joking at first when he confessed to the murder. I mean, we were shocked to discover that he actually committed the crime. They thought it was a joke.
Anyway, guys, for me, what I have for you and what's trending is Big Brother, BB Titan.
We are a super fan of Big Brother.
Gosh, I mean, so honestly, I'm a super fan of Big Brother. But the thing is, this year, I feel it's so boring. I haven't watched it in a while, which is still on like B. I usually like follow like what's going on every week. I want to watch their party.
Yeah, maybe
stuff
life
like
is happening.
But to see what's going on, what did you say?
I said maybe life is happening to you.
Yeah, not serious. But I don't like, honestly, I don't know. I don't know if it's the people. This batch, I just feel that they're super boring. No excitement. I don't know. There's just
something
about
them. One would think this one would be particularly interesting because, I mean, it's combining two major countries, you know, South Africa and Nigeria. So one would think, I mean, like, it would be super fun.
Honestly,
you know,
I was expecting
with the level of competition between both countries, you know, and all that stuff.
You know, I actually thought it was going to be like celebrities from Nigeria and then from South Africa, but I was totally wrong. They're just people, like different people. Of course, some of them have, you know, like entertainment background and stuff like that.
Profile.
But it's still so somehow. Anyway, that's not even what I'm talking about. What I want to talk about now, when this, like, the day on the launch of the show, where, you know, the housemates were going in for the first time. When they were going to the house for the first time, there was one guy in particular, his name is Yemi, that I spotted like from the Nigerian side, right?
His name is Yemi, for crying out loud.
As soon as I saw this guy, he walked in, then he walked in with another girl called Kosi, who's from South Africa, so as soon as they went in together, they started conversing. In fact, my antenna started beeping. I'm like, nah, this guy is giving Yoruba demon vibes. And I wasn't wrong at all. Like, in the house, he's literally playing like two girls. Like, he kisses one in the morning and one at night. I'm like, what the heck? Are you guys blind or something?
No, that guy, what he's trying to do, so you know you should brush in the morning and brush at night. Yeah, so he's using the girls.
Oh
for
my
that,
goodness. For that I'm purpose. Kidding. What do you mean? Ew. He kisses one in the morning and one. I'm like, are these guys, are these ladies not? Oh, I mean, are they not smart? Can't you tell when the guy's playing you? Like, I feel he's just playing them for, you know, content. So you can, or whatnot,
you,
but...
so you can tell when a guy's playing you.
I mean, I would. You can't play. What, play me? Me? No, back in my days. Now I'm giving my
back
life to
Christ. Back in my days?
I'm giving my life to Christ. Well, back in the days. You can't
back
play
in the days? Oh, really?
Back in the day? Oh, yeah. Like, I like to go out back then. Not like, play. Well, the thing is.
So you can tell when someone is playing.
Let's not go into that. Anyway, let's not go into that. But I'm just saying, focus. So what I'm trying to say is, I mean, he kisses one chick in the morning and one at night. I'm like, and they're all fighting. And I'm looking at the guy. I'm like, this guy can't even engage in an intellectual conversation. What are you guys looking for? Like, I know he's attractive, like sexually attractive. He's tall, built and everything. But I haven't seen any interesting thing to look at. Like, I'm like, well, to say that, I'm wowed by what you just said or anything. I don't know. Well, that's what is going on on BB Titans, guys, in terms of night. And I don't know, everyone is just misbehaving. They're just so boring. They're struggling. That there's nothing interesting going on.
I mean, it's been on for about a week,
A week plus, I think. Two weeks now.
Yeah, I think it usually gets more interesting. Well, I'm not sure.
I hope they're bringing in housemates to add more ginger because...
Yeah. Because I know they usually, when they see it's not too exciting, they can then spice things up by playing some games or...
Well, I want to believe Big Brother is going to do something about it because, I mean, the reviews, everything, I don't, or maybe because the election is coming up in Nigeria soon. Maybe that's why, like, people are really... But the thing is, I'm not really feeling them, so I don't know. Anyway, that's it on BB Titans. I just wanted to reference the fact that when it was starting, I mentioned the Yemi guy was a Yoruba demon, and I wasn't wrong.
It was spot on. Thank you. the antenna. Thank you. All right, so I saw something online. Yeah, and this is... I think it's very important to share this, you know, because a lot of people have, new resolutions to get married, to get into a relationship and all that. I mean, certain pressures, you know, that a lot of people are under, you know, just to get married or whatever. This lady says, the pain of marrying the wrong person is worse than your present fear of not getting married at 30. So I'll read it again. It says the pain of marrying the wrong person is worse than your present fear of not getting married at 30. Right? And I think this is totally true, to be honest.
As in spot on.
Yeah. Because a lot of people believe, I mean, like their body clock or whatever. Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's natural to feel that. It's natural to feel, time is not on your side. I do get it. But I mean, it can be like crazy hell, you know, if you marry the wrong person, you know.
I totally agree.
Actually, quite spot on. So yeah, just thought to share.
Wow, that's really spot on. I really agree. I actually agree with that. Anyway, for me, guys, this week on What's Trending, I'm going to be talking about a movie on Netflix, which is super nice, a Nigerian movie, actually a Nigerian series, which I'm so pumped about. I'm super impressed. The name of the movie is, the name of the series, rather, is Shantytown. Have you watched it? Have you watched it?
Yes, I have.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You didn't work it, man.
That movie was...
You know, what's the there? I don't get.
It was really nice. Come on, we're talking about Nigeria here. You know how Nollywood has grown.
The only thing, it has really grown. And I'll tell you a couple of characters that really impressed me.
Okay.
So for one, personally, I did not see the need of the nudity, to be honest. You know, I'll be honest with that. Like, I think it was, it's totally unnecessary, right?
Okay.
Was what? I don't think it...
I'm trying to remember. What nudity? Like, how many scenes had nude women like that?
Particularly the... what's her name again?
Nancy Sime.
Yeah, Nancy Sime. Yeah, what would that have changed? Like, if they didn't show us a body, like,
is it a personal thing? Are you bummed that it's Nancy Sime, or because that's not her body? I hope you know that, right?
No, yeah,
that's my question. So are you bummed that that is Nancy Sime, or the fact that they showed boobs? Generally speaking,
the fact that they showed boobs, generally speaking, not because.
Oh,
it's
I see what you.
And mean. Secondly, that's a body. Forget what she was saying. That's a body, whatever that she.
No,
tweeted.
Now what's wrong with you? Come on, that's not her body. So you think that that's her body? That's not her body. Now, come on, we are gonna anyway. When the making of the movie comes out, then you see. Even if you look closely, like raising the boob and everything, they didn't show RMD's face, like even his fingers look very well. Go back to it. It's not him.
Okay. Anyway, so that was just my thing. Like I think it's one of those things. Well, I don't know why.
That's what happens. Actually, they're showing you what goes on in the ghetto. They're showing you what goes on underground. They're showing you the real thing. And I want to believe for a movie like this, do you know the kind of research they would have gone to do? Because there are a lot of areas like that in Nigeria that people don't really talk about. They don't really shed light on that area, on areas like that, because of what goes on there. Very deadly areas. People suffer. Mm. People smell. Mm-hmm. People get pimped. That's what you're seeing. It's not that they
I
just
agree.
Wanted to add
I agree it's the reality.
Nice
but I'm saying like
reality.
You can. It's their profession. I'm sure there are other ways to show us that. I mean, ruffling a body or whatever without showing us the breast and all that. I don't think it was necessary. But again,
I feel they're just... being I don't know if it's because it's a Nigerian movie. What British. If it wasn't no. If it was an international movie, would you say the same thing?
So that's a very good question you pose, actually, to be honest. And for one, I would say partially because it's Nigerian, because I don't want us to feel was under any pressure to feel like the West, we have a value.
That's the real thing. Don't say that. No, because what goes on?
I know it's the real thing, but yeah. So I get it. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, right? I'm saying why? Anyway,
the Nigerian thing, that stigma thing. I don't know. That's how I feel. A movie is a movie. What do you? Okay, I have a question. What do you look out for when you're watching a good movie?
The content. The action, how it's portrayed, and all that stuff, the acting and all that. But don't let's even go into.
There's so many things to look at. I don't want to go deep into this, but there's
exactly.
So many.
But let me tell you.
Look out for when you're watching a movie. First of all, the authenticity of that movie, it displayed a side of Africa, a side of Nigeria that people don't talk about. I like that. The originality of the movie, perfect. Everything about it is. In fact, this is pretty much chill. Like this is even. I feel. They didn't really go deep into it, because if you see the kind of dirty things that people suffer in Nigeria, like all those swampy areas, a lot of people are pimped because of mistakes that their parents made, and they're paying for mistakes their parents have made. Like so many things happen to a lot of people, misfortune. Some of them end up in jail. So many things happen. I feel they were trying to shed light on it. I feel they even covered, like they didn't really, showcase how crazy it is. It's really crazy. It's crazier than that.
Yeah. Yeah, but don't let us dwell much on what I like or what I don't like. Let's dwell on the characters that I think like burst my brains in terms of performance.
Mm-hmm.
One, Chidimoke Emeyi was...
You need to give him his accolade.
Because I know he's a very good actor. Like
No. This one I was surprised. I know he's a good actor. Mm. I didn't realize how much... As in, he had been absent in like the Nollywood scene till after I saw him again. It felt so good Because yeah. I know he's a good actor, but do you see how many, like, he spoke English, spoke mm-hmm. Pidgin, spoke Yoruba.
But
I mean, come on, you need to give that guy his class. He delivered his role perfectly. I agree.
Then, no, for me, I was not too surprised because I know, I mean, the quality.
Me, I was surprised because deliver. I'm used to this. He's always acting like an Americana. You know the way that's
yeah,
like an Americana. You know the way he used to do. That's what I'm used to.
Chidi is an OG. He's been in the
game. I know he's an OG, but I'm trying to remember all the movies that he has acted, and that's the only thing I've seen him do. He's always doing, I just got back.
Like, I know.
So I've never seen him in this element.
Yeah, then. The madam herself, Shafi Bello, as in that one, so you see, when people act, there are certain things I look out for. I just don't know how to put it. Like, she became the character, you know, the way she was. Oh my goodness, no, that she's so good.
she's good.
You know, that scene with Chidi. You've seen it, right? Have you watched it? Don't let me spoil it for you. You've seen it, right?
Am I not the one that said?
No, maybe you've not seen all the episodes.
I've seen all the episodes. For me, I was really impressed. Like, all of I've seen all, like, everyone grow in Nollywood. Like, every single one of them, I've watched their movies. Mm-hmm. Like, from Iniedo to the only person I would say is new to the movie scene is Mercy Eke. I think she was one of the Big Brother contestants that joined mm-hmm. recently. Mm-hmm. But you see, RMD delivered his role. I was surprised to see P Square. What's his name? Is that Peter?
Yeah, Paul? I don't think it was good, actually, to be honest. No offense to him.
I think he's, of course, you could tell that he's new to that as well.
Yeah.
But the people like that
he tried for
someone that's just new. But Mercy really tried. Like, she tried, like, her delivering the role. That's it.
Who is that?
Mercy, now the one they killed.
Oh, Mercy! No, Mercy. Those two people I mentioned were the. I mean, others were just
Oh, come on, Nancy Isime really delivered her role. She delivered Nancy Isime. To me personally, if you ask me, I'll say Nancy Isime. Scar, which is Chidi Mokeme for sure. Yeah. And
Chidi and Shaq, that's it. Those were
the kids. RMG did well too. Like, him and Iniendo did well.
Yeah, so I'm not praising those that did well. I'm saying people that were outstanding, not those that did well. Yeah, like those that, like, very not. So a lot of people did well now. Like, Nancy Simi, as you said, I mean, she did well, you know. But I'm talking about, like, you know.
No, for me, if I'm just to choose one, I would give it to Chidi Mokeme. I mean, he delivered. He did exceptional.
I agree.
Phenomenal, like, amazing.
Next would be Shafi Bello. Next will be Shafi Bello for me. Yeah.
Yeah. So, guys, I hope you enjoyed that. Are you, like, I think we're done with what's trending, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Guys, if you've not seen it, I think you should see the series.
Guys, that's really something nice, something to watch. If you haven't seen it, you should, you know, you should just go watch it, binge watch on a weekend. It's super nice. It's just how many episodes? I think it's just 6 or so. Yeah. Very lovely, very lovely. Mm-hmm. Anyway, guys, we don't want to go too deep in this because it seems like we're already going deep in it. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did sharing this with you. Mm-hmm. Sit tight, do not go anywhere, because when we come back, we have more interesting stuff in store for you. You're listening to Ailen Radio.
Yo, let's go.
Let's go.
What we gotta do right here is go back.
Second every hour, do my singing in the shower, picking petals off the flowers. Like, do she love me? Do she love me not?
Love me not.
I ain't a player, I just crush a lot.
Crush a lot.
You give me that kind of something, want it all the time, need it every day. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm at 100. Never get enough, I can't stay away. If you want what I got it every day. You can get whatever you need from me. Stay by your side, I'll never leave ya. And I ain't going nowhere, cause you're my keeper.
So don't you worry, you got me.
I got a bad boy, I must admit it.
feel so fine. I hope you hit me on my celly when I sneak in your mind. You a princess to the public, but a freak when it's time. Said you better be feeling lonely, so you sleeping in mine. Come and watch a movie with me. American Beauty or Bruce Almighty, that's groovy. Just come and move closer to me. I got some feelings for you. I'm not gonna get bored of, but baby, you an adventure, so please let me come explore ya.
Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome back. We hope you're still enjoying this episode. Mm-hmm. And on today's topic, do you want to guess what today's topic is?
It's an interesting one.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. And we've got feedback on this topic a couple of times. You know, people asking us to share a couple of things about this. So switching right quickly, this week's topic is... we'll be talking about our experience as newcomers in Canada. Mm-hmm. Again, we'll be talking about our experience as newcomers in Canada. When you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first. Mm-hmm. So, I experienced a lot of stuff, but I'm just going to be, you know, touching on bits. So, coming to Canada, what did I experience? Housing. It was very difficult getting a house. So, the thing is, for me, I had... like soft landing, right? I already had family here. So I stayed with them for a while. But, you know, I also wanted to, you know, get my own place. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know how difficult it was to get, like, to get a place, like, to rent. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, guys. It was so exhausting. Like, it was super exhausting to the extent that, like, even if, like, if, when I was suggesting to even pay for, like, 3-6 months, because here in Canada, like, rent is on a monthly basis. It was super difficult because they didn't, like, they didn't want it. It wasn't about the money for them. It was about consistency. They wanted to see that you'd be able to, you know, continue with the payment. They wanted to see you that you have Canadian people experience. You're working here. There are many things in the pipeline. So it was really difficult having to, because it felt like an interview, really, because you speak to the agents, you know, shuffle, they ask questions, so many things. And it was quite difficult for me because I just had a baby at that time. I was like, and I was in desperate need of, like, of a place, my own place. So, like, I was shuffling from house to house, like, you know, looking for places, trying to see everything. And guys, the way it works here is, some people might set up a certain date, and then for tenants to go, like, view the place for viewing. And then everyone goes in and picks up an application form and fills it. And then they'll let you know, like, they'll ask for credentials. And then they'll let you know. I'm telling you, you will not be wondering, like, are those people better than me? What do they have that I'm lacking?
Yeah, like, I know. This just reminds me of, oh my goodness.
Guys, in all honesty, it's very frustrating if you're not patient. It's very frustrating if you don't have, you know, like, a tough skin, or if you don't have self-landing. By self-landing, I mean, if you don't have, like, support, like a friend or a family. Trust me, it's much easier when you have, like, a friend or family. Without that, I think the thing that was my saving grace for me was, first, I don't know, people just see me and they feel comfortable talking to me. I don't know if it's, like, in terms of conversing and everything. Plus I speak really well. So
in your mind, you're saying you're approachable and
I know how to engage in conversations.
Chai just put it in. I'm just serious, so I know how to sneak that compliment in conversations
so people feel comfortable talking to me. And another
thing is, I don't care about you, kids.
So people feel comfortable talking to me. And another thing is, I know how to code switch. You know, because you know my line of work and so many things I've have to do. I know how to code switch. Like I can speak like Nigerian, like with my Nigerian accent, and then I could automatically switch and start talking like a Canadian, right? So it was easy for me to code switch. And the moment I code switch, they're like, "Oh, are you from here? How long have you been here?" Da 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 da. And then we know, you know, we converse and everything. So people, it was just, I finally found a place. But trust me, I'm just trying to let you know that as a newcomer, it's not as easy as it seems.
So, are you advising newcomers now to feign an accent to get a house?
No, I'm not saying feign an accent. I mean,
because that's what you're saying.
No. I'm not saying do that, but I'm just saying, I mean, what works for it? What must means that other person? It worked for me. I don't know if it's gonna work for you, but just do your research like very well, properly plan. You know, if it's to stay in an Airbnb for like a month or two, depending on the time you get a job or something, or if you know somebody, usually if you know someone that's, you know, here, sometimes referrals go a long way. Sometimes you have a friend that owns a home that wants to rent it out. That could also help. We also have like a lot of Nigerian communities that have WhatsApp groups, you know. So if you know someone that knows someone, they could, you know, advertise before you even get here and make arrangements for you, get the place. You know, just, you know, put you. But the thing is, plan. Don't just think you're going to come all the way from Nigeria or whatever country you're coming from, and it's going to be easy for you to rent a place. It doesn't matter how much you have. It's not about money. It's about consistency. Okay, guys?
Yeah. So, and just to, I mean, touch on that, because I had a similar experience. I mean, for me, it was even very crazy because I just couldn't get, you know. So, I think about maybe close to 50 units. I checked about,
wow, that's a lot. You know?
So I had this agent, right, that was checking, right? So the agent would go, would then do a video, just show us, you know, okay, this is, so he'll send us the details online, we'll check the what was it called, the dimensions and all that, right? And then would have a video call and all, you know, then send the application. Now, you know, at some point, right, so they would say, let's say they give us and the amount is the monthly rental amount as X, for example, right? At some point, after several applications denied, the guy was even like, maybe we should add about $100, right, to the application, you know, to the monthly rent. That will say, okay, we can pay additional $100, right, just to get it. You know, I mean, out of frustration, I was like, so, but for me, it was still within my budget, right? So I was like, well, what the hell, like, I mean, I can still do it, you know. So I was like, okay, let's even see, right, whether additional $100 per month, which is 1,200, would get this, like, still rejected. You know, so yeah, I can really appreciate your thoughts on this. Like, it's really, really tough, you know, and yeah, it can be really challenging. And to your point as to reaching out to people, I think that really helped us. You know, reaching out to friends, you know, that, I mean, I had a very good friend that had vacant units in his building, right? So you know, so that would have helped. But in that scenario, I think the one, so what, yeah I remember now, what we were looking for was not the, you know, the, in terms of the number of bathrooms and all that stuff did not just fit in, you know. And yeah, so the other one they had, I think, was about three rooms or thereabouts, or three bathrooms. That was too much again, so I was like, you know, so, but it's usually a good resource, you know, reaching out to friends, family, whoever, you know,
really, right? Important. And reach out,
you
to
never can,
you
tell,
know,
I mean, in the, do your research, the and all
referrals
that,
go
know,
a long way, trust me,
you know,
apart from referrals, like, somebody will know somebody that knew somebody that,
right, right. So eventually, where we eventually go was, I mean, through a friend as well, you know,
okay,
them building, and yeah, so we just spoke to the building manager, and that was it. So yeah, it's usually like, I, for me, it just didn't make sense. Like, come on, like, You know, like, what
I know, very difficult.
It's, you know, and I think for me, another thing that really helped me was, I mean, when moving into Canada, like, I got a job immediately, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that really helped, you know, because the cash I was coming with didn't, like, I was not under any pressure, you know, so like, I already had a job, you know, so right away. So
oh, nice. In my mind,
yeah, I mean, like, even before, like, I finalized all the arrangement before landing in Canada. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So with that in my mind, I was thinking, yeah, I mean, I have a job, right? I mean, I was so, for this landlords, I was displaying my employment letter, like, I have a job. I had friends that would also back as guarantors, you know, but still, I mean, so it was just, I just do not understand why. To me, it does not, I mean, the only thing I would say, I mean, the only bias is, I mean, you're fresh up into the country, right? That's the only thing, because every other thing I had, you know, I had someone that could guarantee me, I had a job, you know, I just didn't,
yeah,
you know, so it can really be challenging, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. As I said, I just remembered, sorry to cut you short, sorry, finish.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, I mean, reaching out to friends and family, I mean, that was what eventually, you know, a friend, you know, building that really then, you know, did the trick for us, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. And I also, guys, you have to pay like first and last month here. Like when you have to, like, you have to make a deposit and then you pay for first and last month secure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to secure the apartment or building or wherever it is you want to stay. So, Sam, you want to go next?
So the other thing, I think I touched on it a bit earlier. It was about job hunting, that can also be really tough, you know, especially, you know, depending on, I mean, because we know a couple of people that, I mean, switch careers, you know, change careers entirely, so that can really be tough, you know. So, but again, for me, I mean, I can only speak from my personal experience, right? I mean, I didn't have a problem with that, and I got my job through referral. I started my interviews back in Nigeria, yeah. So for anyone that knows me slightly, like, because I remember then I used to apply for a lot of jobs. Like, I used to apply like crazily. I mean before leaving Nigeria, I had so many calls, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, interviews, some just first stage, some next stage, you know, some that just concerned, oh, you're not here yet, blah blah blah, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I had so many interviews. At least I'll get calls, you know, that you always call me. In fact, I used to joke with one of my friends, right? I was working, so in Nigeria, I was already working in Canadian time, because at night, I will always be up, you know, right? Ready to answer calls, ready to do interviews.
Prepping for the interview.
Yes, I was always like already like working in Canadian time. Yeah. So, for me, I was applying for a lot of jobs, you know, but for me, at the end of the day, like, it then paid off through a referral again.
Yeah, referrals always go a long way.
Yeah, and that really, you know, like, I told a friend. One of my friends was like, "Oh, when are you leaving?" I was like, "Oh, I already booked my flight and all that." Oh, and I know someone there. We're just having a conversation. Send your CV. Oh, I sent my resume. The next thing, I was like, oh, there's one role available, blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, really? Oh, come on. Nice. So they sent me the job description. I was like, come on, this one, of course. Let's do it now. This one has a, you know, small thing. You know, I was like, come on, this one, there's nothing here now. Let's do this one. So, you know, jokingly, they called me for the first interview. Like, all this back in Nigeria, next thing, second interview, next thing, and you know, you're sending me an offer letter, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, nice. Like, oh. Nice.
So by the time, I mean, I landed in Canada, I already had a job, right? Because we finalized everything. So the job was already in place. So for me, I didn't. And again, this is not everyone's story, right? Because, you know, some people, it takes a bit of time. So but in my case, right, I didn't have that, you know, looking over my shoulder. Okay, when will my, you know, a lot of people like, when will your cash run out? Can you sustain yourself for this long? All that stuff. So I didn't have that worry. So for me, from day one, I was already spending. It wasn't even like, I was like, no worries. There's, you know, so yeah, I didn't have this. That fear. Yeah. So I didn't have that fear or worry. So in terms of jobs, right, what I would say, is because again, my case may not be a fair representation of, you know, like
the yeah. I was just gonna, you know, talk population. About that as well.
Yeah. So, but what I would just say is, try as much as possible is very key. Reach out to as many people as possible, right, in your field, right, because they would let you know, oh, this is how it works. Okay, you can mm-hmm. do it this way. Reach out to social people, right? Then they would also advise you on sites like LinkedIn, Indeed, you know, just go apply for jobs, and also how to also tailor your resume, right, to different roles, you know. So all these tips would be relevant, you know, when you, mm-hmm. you know, begin job hunting. So that's what I would say from the job perspective.
Yes, I totally agree. And also, guys, trust me, I'm just going to say that Sam was one of the lucky ones, or would I say blessed ones, because it's really difficult for some people because they have to come here, especially there are some companies that only want an individual with Canadian experience. Yeah. So that means you mm-hmm. should have worked in Canada for like at least a while. So mm-hmm. this has caused a lot of people to, you know, change career, because mm-hmm. a lot of people have had to change in the sense that they've not had like the experience, like just like doctors and nurses. Like, you can't say mm-hmm. that you're a nurse or a doctor in Nigeria with your whole degree, everything. You come here and then they're going to put it in the trash, because you need like mm-hmm. experience. They want to know that mm-hmm. you know what you're doing, you understand some certain things,
mm.
you know, technicalities, you know, so many things. So you have to, like, you know, some people have had to change their career, some people have had to, you know, do so many things, like certifications,
mm-hmm.
so many things. Certifications help a lot. What would I say? Yeah, certifications help a lot. While some people, it's just through referrals, just one referral and that's it. So it depends on, honestly, it depends on what happens, like your experience. It depends on your luck, really.
But yeah.
It's better to always, you know, prep yourself.
Exactly.
You know,
just
prep yourself. Don't think that it's going to, mm-hmm. you know, come on a silver platter mm-hmm. or just, you know, be served to you like that. Prep yourself that anything can happen so that you don't, you don't get disappointed if it doesn't mm-hmm. go your way.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So just to add to that, so like in my case, I was very lucky, to be honest. No kidding, right? So yeah, but then again, a couple of other things that I also did that helped. So for one, I was lucky because I mean I got it through referral. I was lucky because I'm an accountant. Yeah. So in accounting, right, the skills are, I mean, largely transferable, right, regardless of where you practice, right, usually, to be honest, right, compared to some other fields where, like, mm-hmm. you need that Canadian experience for sure. Yeah. But for an accountant, it's usually transferable because debit and credit is debit and credit anywhere, yeah? So it's a bit transferable, yeah, so to some extent, yeah? So that, again, I would say I was lucky, right, because of the field I'm in. Then the other side of it, about me prepping, right? Because I don't want you to then see like, maybe just luck will do it, right? So preparing as well, preparing yourself for the field. So for example, as you touched on about getting certified, right? I also had my certification even before coming to Canada. Yeah. So mm-hmm. that's another thing that really helped me, because like when sorting through CVs, right, resumes, right, they will check, okay, are you a designated accountant? Do you mm-hmm. have this, you know, certifications? You know, mm-hmm. those things would help. So again, as much as you, so as I always put it, like, let your preparedness meet your opportunity. Yeah, so prepare, so once the luck or opportunity, whatever you want to call it, comes, mm-hmm, then mm-hmm. I mean both of them just meet each other. So yeah, stay ready. Yeah,
thank you for that. Thank you for the detailed information. So guys, like Sam said, you know, prepare yourself. So I'm just gonna go to, so we're just gonna move on to something else. In terms of experience, I would say busing or transportation, being mobile, mm-hmm. I don't know, it's really essential, especially if you have, you know, a family.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very important. Yeah. Guys, my first experience on the bus here, the train here, everything is, you know, of course you can't compare it to what we have back home in Nigeria. This is like way better. The transportation system, everything is perfect, right? I mean, even the Uber, like, you were wondering, like, the Ubers are so super nice. Like, you were wondering, like, what is going on? So I had to go on the bus. Like, I had to get, like, a bus pass, you know, use the bus for a while before I got a car. Trust me, it's not easy, especially in winter. Mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, you suffered this severely.
So, yeah. So, if you know that you're not, like, mobile or whatnot, it's very essential to be strategic in the sense that look for, if you're going to get like an apartment, look for an apartment that is central. So when I say central, I mean in terms of school is close by, you have a grocery store close by, you have a bank close by, and a place where at least even if you get like a vehicle, you could get gas close by. So that's the first thing I looked out for. So I looked for a central location where everything was easily accessible with me, with foot, like by foot, so that I wouldn't have to stress myself.
That's very key.
So the bus station was super close to my apartment building. Yeah. Everything was close to me. The only thing that was terrifying was the cold, guys.
Yeah.
The cold, like during the winter with like a toddler and everything, having to take him to school, you know, wait for the bus. So the bus, like you have access, like, I mean, you can see it on GPS or on your phone. You could even go to the bus website, to see the wait times and stuff like that. So I would wake up, you know, prepare my toddler and then go on the bus. And, but before I got used to the bus, the first time I wanted to try it, when I got a card and then you, there's a way, like you have to pay, there's a way, they changed it now. I don't know how the system works now, but as at that time, we could either use a card or a coin or whatnot.
Oh, you don't know how the system works now.
I don't know how it works now. Well, the bus. Anyway, you put the coin and then you sit down. You also have to be careful because of where you're going, because there's some, like, there's some locations that the bus will take you round and round for almost an hour for a place that you could get to in like 20, 25 minutes or less. So you also have to be careful. Like, you have to look for like strategic locations where you know that the bus is going exactly where you want to drop off at. So like I said, I look for a place where everything was central to me, where I could use the grocery store, I could use the bank, just, you know, have things around me. So that was how I was able to, you know, take my kid to school and back again and then go back in. Like I said, I didn't have a car, and it's not easy having to spend Uber every time, money on Uber every time. Especially if at that time I didn't have a job yet, and I was still, you know, changing naira to CAD is not a joke. It's not a joke. So yeah, so that's what I was doing. So like I said, my advice to you would be that look for a place that is central to you. If you don't have a vehicle, or if you don't have like family that has a vehicle that like can assist you, look for a place that is central to everything around you, so you can make use of all your resources.
Yeah, I agree. So for me, in terms of buses and transportation, I think I got a car in about 3 months, right? Because I love that flexibility, right? You know, you want to go where you want to go, like, no, you know, and again, as you pointed out, like, the buses are not, I mean, work fine, you know, but I just did not want to risk, you know, winter level. I just didn't want that, like, frostbite and all that stuff. No, my skin is too fresh for that. So for me, like, I did not want any trouble at all. So, my location was close to like groceries and all that stuff, so it wasn't difficult, right? I mean, for the first couple of weeks, so it wasn't difficult. And then, I mean, I was working from home, you know, so I didn't have in the office, so that also helped. So what all that? I think working from home, just groceries, so.
But you said something though. You said you got your car in 3 months. So that's you, right? That's you that already had experience driving back in Lagos, which brings me to another thing. Guys, you have to be super careful. Like, if you think that because you've been driving in Lagos for so amount of years, you now come here and show yourself, they'll clip your wings, especially during drive tests.
True. See, hey,
you need a letter. No,
this is what you just said. That is very interesting.
Wait, guys. You need a letter. Right, to show that you've been driving in Nigeria, so that when you come, you could then do a drive test. But before you even do it,
you need that letter anymore. I don't think you do.
Really? Have they changed it?
Yeah. So if you come with your license, so it depends. So that letter is called, I think, abstract. So if you come with your license, right, your Nigerian license, right, you don't need that letter. So they can, with your license, they can use that to verify, right?
Amazing.
Because it has details on it, which they can use to verify. So I think they have a synchronized website where they check all those the information. Yeah.
So they can just go. It means things have changed because as at that time, like everybody was bringing their letters to show that, you know, you've been driving back, like back home.
I did too.
You know, experience and everything. But even at that, it doesn't even, like, it doesn't cut it. It's not like Nigeria where you start, you and you, the driver, you do waka, your mama, your this down the road where you guys are.
No, what do you mean it doesn't cut it? Don't confuse our listeners. It does count.
No. When I say, don't confuse yourself. When I say that, you didn't allow me land. You should have allowed me finish.
Okay.
So what I was trying to say is the driving, like the technique, as in how...
Exactly, how you drive.
How you drive in Lagos. Well, yeah, that's how I was explaining that. That one that you just drive, that you abuse conductor, abuse this, everybody will be shunting anyhow you like on a, you know, on speed limit that, you know, you can't even... crazy speed limit. That doesn't apply to Canada, right? Here, there are rules. And if you break them... you're going to pay for it, right? Everything, there are rules on how you should drive on your speed limit. I mean, too many things you have to do. You have to understand how things work here. And then, even at that, it doesn't, your experience, it depends. There's also a test you have to pass before they give you a license to drive on the road. And here in Ontario, there are like three stages. If you've not, if you've never driven before and you just want to, you know, start experiencing that here, you're gonna have to do like a G first, where you do your testing, and a year later, or 8 months thereabout, then you can apply to get your G1, which means you can be driving like maybe interstate, just around, not on the highway to another, you know, city. Then when you do your G and you get your G2, I mean, sorry, when you get your what's it called again? When you get your full G, then you can also, you can start driving with cities and everything. So there are rules. It's not like you're going to come here and say you want to use your Nigerian experience. It doesn't work like that. There are stop signs. There are cameras on the, what do they call those things again?
Traffic lights.
On the, by the traffic lights, there are cameras. There are buttons where you can't just cross anyhow. Like, I mean, you have to use your initiative. So things here are different. Anyway, guys.
So don't scare them, but on that one, I just want to touch on, because it's actually very hilarious. I remember this, I mean, quite clearly. So yeah, for one, as when you said, your experience will count. So if you have more than 2 years driving experience in Nigeria, it will count, right? So to, I mean, you can use that to claim some years here, right? So but I remember, so I mean, and so yes, you take a knowledge test regardless of your experience. You take a knowledge test, then you then take a road test, right? So depending on the class you want to go for, right, so you take a road test. If, regardless, you take a road test. So you see that road test, yeah? Like for me, when I was about to take it, I remember I was like so I already went through the rules. So I spoke to some of my friends, like, okay, yeah, it's a test, and they're like, is you crazy? Blah blah blah. So I was like, okay, no worries. I would do like a what was it called, like a quick training, you know, like a 30-minute to 1 hour session, just to have a feel of the road, the signs, how it works. Now you see the guy that trained me, because and I say this, cause I think it's important to say this, because a lot of people have shared the experience. I think it's someone from I think Iran. I think most people, they've been getting coached by someone from Iran, because you know, so I remember with the guy who trained. So you know, when you want to turn, right, you need to shoulder check, yeah. Now, you see the shoulder checking. I remember that then the guy always told my neck, like, shoulder check.
Those guys are always super cranky. And you know they have like a pedal, so they can also press their pedal to stop the car on their end.
Like,
by the driver's
side.
This is just seats by the driver's side.
And really, so to be honest, right, it's not, you know, anyone driving, if you've been driving for a while, you know how you check, right? You know that what you check, but the guy just wants you to shoulder, like full shoulder. Like
yes, you need to even the stop sign, full stop.
You need to move your neck. I remember that guy used to. That guy was. I was like, guy, come on. It was very funny. Then I just remember, you know, shoulder check. The guy, he was like in a military movie, shoulder check.
Those guys are really, you know. I think I also had like an Indian guy. Wait, you see that Indian guy? That guy in a street.
Shoulder check. Like, I'm like, the guy was screaming.
You know, mine, there was one time I saw the traffic light. I was going to stop, right? I just wanted to get closer to the line before I stopped. The guy was like, do you want to kill me? He said, in Nigeria, when you see, like, he was trying to say, in Nigeria, like, when I see does red mean green? So it's like, in Nigeria, does red mean go? What is your problem?
Anyway, so, guys, honestly, those guys are very hilarious. I just thought of it like, they are very hilarious. Like, I'm like, come on. You know, and you always talk down. Like, no. You said you've been driving? You have been driving?
Guys, trust me, it doesn't matter how many years experience you have. You have to go for the test.
So, like, you know, the guy, I would see some areas I just really want to, I mean, out of caution, you know, I'm just trying to watch, you know, like, I'm a very cautious driver. I always knowing what's around me, you know, left, right, you know, checking everything around, you know. So sometimes, I mean, I may just, you know, slow down to, you know, check what's happening, you know, just give some space to the vehicle in front of me. You know, this guy will say, no, it's green. Come on, run. We're like,
I know. What about blind spots? You have to do like a mirror, blind spot.
Blind spots. I always know that one. But see, the ones that always got me, that guy was shoulder check, right? The guy would always like that one.
I'm
like,
to turn your neck completely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm like, I turned already. He said, no, your neck needs to get to your shoulder. Your neck needs to get your shoulder.
Guys, I mean, if we talk about this, we won't end here. Like, we won't leave here today. We hope you enjoyed this as well.
Mm-hmm.
As much as we did. Right. So we're just going to, you know, move past this right now. We want to just give a huge, huge, huge shout out to one of our followers who owns, who also owns a business. In Ontario, Kitchener Waterloo. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I think I've been laughing too much. I haven't.
Don't lose your voice now. I'm talking about the business, please. Talk properly, please. Okay. Let them hear about the business, please.
Yeah, guys. So, yeah, shout out to our follower who's been super amazing. She owns a business. And like we said, we want to be more supportive this year, guys, in terms of business, in terms of pushing you out there. Because we appreciate each and every one of you. We have organic followers, and you guys are very much involved in everything you do.
Absolutely.
So we have EM Wigs. It's a Black-owned wig boutique, and it's located in Ontario, Kitchener, Waterloo area, to be precise. And what they do is they offer like high quality, you know, a good hair. Like, they sell hair. So if you're looking for ladies, if you want to boost your self-esteem, or you want to look good for your, you know, baby boo, your you know, the second half, or you want to, you know, just spice things up a little, EM Wigs is your sure plug to go to. I mean, they have like 100% human hair. They have super amazing wigs, and they will even go as far as delivering to your doorstep. They do delivery within like interstate, and, you know, across cities as well. As long as you're in Canada and the United States, they will definitely deliver to you. And they also do like, if you're far away, they do third-party logistic solutions. They have, you know, third-party logistic solutions. They can also try to get, I mean, your wig to you. So, they're super amazing. You guys should check them out on Instagram. They're super, super amazing. I'm going to be posting in our story, so you can, I'm going to be dropping their handle, how you can, you know, reach them. They're super, trust me, super amazing. Their handle is at EMWigs. That's EMWIGS_. You know, just reach out to them if you want to buy a wig, if you want to look good. You know, it's affordable, amazing customer service, and they usually do sales once in a while. And it's just basically affordable, guys. Basically affordable.
Yeah. Take it from Moyi. If Moyi is affordable, it's affordable.
Yeah, it is. Over to you, Samuel.
So, guys, another interesting update we need to share with you. Elections in Nigeria will be coming up month, and in March, and we believe it would be remiss of us not to touch on it. Understanding the impact of choosing right leaders, right? How that impacts, you know, the economy, the country at large. So we just want to make a public service announcement to all our listeners from Nigeria. Please, if you have not got your PVCs, that is your permanent voters card, please go get your PVCs so you can use that to vote, please, guys.
Very important, guys.
And this is very key, because, I mean, most of the problems we face, I mean, are solved with good governance, right? So, guys, very important, you know, we are advocates of this, because we understand, we understand fully, you know. And personally, again, from experience, apart from the fact that it's your responsibility as a citizen of the country, right? It's also very crucial at this time, right?
Because very.
Everything going on in the country right now. So, guys, please, we encourage you. Please, we beseech you, we beg you, we urge you. Guys, go get your permanent voter's card. Which
guys, please. I think the deadline was on the 23rd, but I think there's some sort of extension right now. Because a lot of people haven't gotten their card and INEC wasn't coming through, wasn't forthcoming. But I want to believe that, you know, there are new ways in which you can get the card. So it's still, from what I, as at last I heard, people have, they're still being, like, they're still trying to get their cards. So please, it's really important. Your vote counts. It's about you. All the youths out there, all our listeners, whatever the case may be, or whoever is listening, if you're all the way in Nigeria, please, this year, like, I mean, this year is a year of new beginnings. It starts with you, what you want. I mean, if you don't have kids, you want your kids to have a better life. Even you as a business owner, as, you know, so many things. You want a better life for your business. You want to flourish. So it's important you put the right person there, right? So guys, that's really super key. That's really important. Guys, don't forget that there are multiple platforms in which you can listen to this podcast. You can listen to us on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher.
Again, guys, remember to keep the conversation going. You already know, follow us on Instagram. You know, you would always acknowledge your messages. So guys, let us know. Let us know what's going on. Let us know what you're thinking. If you have topics you want us to discuss, if anything, let us know. Reach out to us at Instagram. At Elan Radio, right? And we would always acknowledge your messages. Or you send us an email, hello@elanradio.com, and we'll always acknowledge your messages, guys. So please reach out to us, and we'll always acknowledge. Again, thank you so much. We do not take this for granted. We appreciate the love. Thank you. Thank you so much, guys. And this is Sam signing out.
Yes, thank you so much, guys. It's your girl, Yenda, and I'm signing out as well. Bye.
Bye-bye.